celebrate.
Welcome to Celebrate Your Life with host Liz Dawn. Take a journey with Liz as she opens the door to deep and intimate conversations with some of the world's finest spiritual teachers of our time. Welcome to Celebrate Your Life.
Woohoo! And welcome to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. I'm Liz Dawn, and you're listening to Vivid Life. And thanks to the founder of Vivid Life, Shane Travis, you have the opportunity to listen in on thought-provoking and interesting conversations every day. And on vividlife.me, the website, there's all kinds of fantastic articles from spiritual visionaries from all over the world. So make sure and check it out, vividlife.me. And then he's also got several different kinds of radio shows. And the Celebrate Your Life radio show is just one of many radio shows that's featured on Vivid Life. So I'm totally honored to be a part of the Vivid Life team. It's very exciting. So a quick introduction to the Celebrate Your Life radio show for those of you joining us for the first time. I am one of the co-creators of a spiritual conference called Celebrate Your Life. Now, our company name is Mishka Productions, and this year, Mishka Productions is celebrating its 20th anniversary, and I can hardly believe that because truly I was only 15 when we started. And my mom, Arielle Wolf, and myself, we started Mishka Productions with a phone line in her dining room, having absolutely no clue that we were starting this amazing company that would be doing the Celebrate Your Life Conference, which is our signature event, along with other events that we do, the Divine Wisdom Retreat, and all kinds of other events that we do with spiritual and holistic health and personal development authors and speakers. So it's really been such a blessing. And I'm so excited to officially announce that we are going back to Chicago for our 20th anniversary. We're going back to Chicago with the Celebrate Your Life Conference this year. And it takes place in June, and I know that seems like a long time away, but it's really only a few months. And so the Celebrate Your Life Conference brings together about 20 to 25 spiritual teachers, visionaries, best-selling authors, all together in one place at one time, where you can experience workshops and keynote lectures and music and vendors and connecting heart-to-heart with like-minded people. So it's quite a celebration that happens at the event. So our next one comes up in June in Chicago. Visit our website for more information. It's celebrateyourlife.org. Remember that .org. So it's www.celebrateyourlife.org. And a quick teaser to the event. We have Ian LeVanzant as one of our keynotes. Panache Desai will be there, along with Carolyn Mace and Neil Donald Walsh and James Redfield and Lisa Williams and John Holland and Colette Baron-Reed, Dr. Joe Dispenza. And our guest on the show today is one of our featured speakers, and it's Anita Morjani. And this is her first time coming to a Celebrate Your Life, so I'm so excited to have Anita with us. She is the best-selling author of the book Dying to Be Me. She's been featured on TED Talks, and it's such an honor to have Anita on our show today. So welcome to the Celebrate Life radio show, Anita.
Wow, thank you so much, Liz. It's such a pleasure and honor to be here and also to be part of the event. Oh, I'm really, really excited about that.
I know. I'm so excited to meet you in person. We've had a couple of conversations when you were in India.
Yes.
And now you're in the United States, and we're really having a more of a local conversation.
And it's exciting to be here. I just love being here in the United States.
Oh, great. So you've been working in India all this time, and you keep coming back to the United States to do workshops and seminars and conferences. Is that correct?
Yeah, actually, I was living in Hong Kong, and when I last spoke to you, I was in India visiting my mother. And my life has just been totally crazy ever since my book came out, ever since Wayne Dyer discovered my story. Bless him, he has been such a godsend in my life. He's just been so amazing. And, you know, and my mother lives in India. My husband and I live in Hong Kong, but we tend to spend more time in the U.S. right now than Hong Kong. So, so we're kind of always traveling.
Wow, and so now you're here permanently, which is great. So, Anita, rather than me, I know your story. I've read all about you, looked at YouTube videos, talked to people about you, and everyone I speak with just who's seen you in person just loves your work and your story. And rather than me sharing it, I'd love for you to share the story behind Dying to Be Me, your book, and share with you what had happened. So I'm going to let you take it away.
Wow, thank you. Well, actually, the story behind my story, or the reason for my story, is because I shouldn't be alive today. My last day of life should have been February the 2nd, 2006. That was the day I was supposed to die, or should have died. And if the doctors were right, I wouldn't be here today. I had end-stage cancer at that point. I had been diagnosed 4 years prior in 2002 with lymphoma, and at that point it had started on my neck. I had a very big swollen gland on my neck, and after the doctors ran some tests and did a biopsy, they confirmed it was lymphoma. And over the period of 4 years, what happened is that in the beginning I rejected conventional treatment. I tried to treat it myself, and then later I gave in. But anyway, it's all that part of it is, I explain it all in detail in my book and on my website and so on. But over the period of 4 years, it continued to progress. It disappeared for a while, and then it came back, and it came back with a vengeance. And so by 2006, the cancer had spread and metastasized and was throughout my entire lymphatic system. So I had tumors from the base of my skull all around my neck, down in under my arms, in my breasts, and all the way down into my abdomen. And some of these tumors were the size of lemons. And also, by that point, my body had stopped absorbing nutrition, so I looked like a skeleton. I weighed about 80, 85 pounds, so I was like a skeleton with skin, and my muscles had completely deteriorated, so I could no longer walk. I couldn't even hold up my weight, so I was in a wheelchair or lying on the bed. I couldn't even hold my head up. My head was always kind of hanging down. And I looked like an absolute skeleton. I also had these open skin lesions where the toxins were coming out from these open wounds, which constantly had to be cleaned and bandaged. And my lungs were filled with fluid, so I was constantly choking on my own fluid. If I lied flat, I would choke, so I always had to be propped up. And the doctors would have to keep removing the fluid from my lungs by inserting a needle into my lungs through my back and removing the fluid. And I was breathing with the aid of an oxygen tank. I couldn't breathe without the oxygen and without the piped oxygen. So that's the condition I was in by February of 2006. And then on February the 2nd, I fell into a coma, and the doctors told my husband and my family that these were my final hours, that now my organs had shut down and the dying process had started. Basically, I was dying and I was not going to come out of the coma. And they told my family that these were my final hours of life. Though I was in, I was absolutely miserable. I was suffering. I was in pain. And when I fell into the coma, what the people didn't realize was I still had my awareness. I could hear everything that was going on around me, and I could see everything that was going on around me. I could feel like when the nurses were injecting me with needles and finding my veins, I could hear everything they were saying. And I wanted to respond to them, but I couldn't, because at first I didn't even realize I was in a coma. You know, at first I could feel the needles going into, and I could feel the pain of them not being able to find the vein, and I could hear them saying things like, oh, her veins have retracted, and I could feel all this going on. But what happened next was I started to lose the feeling of my body completely. It was like I became separated from my body, and then I started to feel incredible, like really, really amazing. The pain just disappeared. All the pain was gone, and all the discomfort, everything was just gone. And it was the most incredible feeling that I ever remember feeling in my life. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was like suddenly I was no longer choking on my breathing. I was no longer restricted in this heavy, uncomfortable body. And I could see my body lying there on the bed, and I could see all the people around my body, but I was no longer in it. And the most amazing thing I remember, though, is that the feeling I had was a feeling of just this incredible, unconditional love. It was a feeling, it was, you know, I get tongue-tied at this point because it feels emotional, and also because it's the kind of love that I had never experienced before. And we use the word love all the time, but it's uh-huh. not love in the way that we say, oh, I love my, you know, I love my phone, or I love this new jacket, or I love my car. It's nothing like that. It was a kind of love where I felt I was loved just because I existed. It was like I realized I was a beautiful child of God and I had never been forsaken. All these years, I thought that I was experiencing some kind of bad karma, and I was feeling like, why is this happening to me? And in this realm, I realized, wow, I'm actually loved. I'm not forsaken. I'm not forgotten. I am loved absolutely unconditionally, and I don't have to do anything to prove myself. I don't have to prove it. It was just the most amazing feeling. It was like I could do no wrong, and no matter what, I would still be loved. And it was just a huge awakening for me. And then I started to sense the presence of my father. And then I saw my father, but he didn't have a physical form. It was like in that realm, we are more pure essence.
Mm-hmm. Now, and is your father in spirit, or is he still in body?
He was in spirit. So my father had passed away 10 years prior to my 10 years prior to this experience. And my father communicated with me in that realm that he had been with me all the time, and he had been with my whole family. And my father and I did not have a great relationship when I was growing up, because I always felt I disappointed him and let him down. He was very strict, and also I come from a culture which has a lot of very strict values, you know, where women are, where there's gender disparity, and, you know, women are not treated as equal to men. But I wanted to do things that went against my culture. I didn't want to have an arranged marriage. I wanted to work. I wanted to travel the world. But I always felt that I was disappointing my father when I did what I wanted to do. And in this realm, you know, when I saw my father, I was expecting to get judgment from him, but I felt no judgment, only unconditional love. It was like he completely understood me. I felt like so transparent and just completely understood. And it was just amazing. What I realized when I was in that realm is that when we leave our bodies, not only are we just leaving our physical body, we're also leaving behind our gender, our culture, our race, our religion, our beliefs, our values. All of it falls away. Everything. all these layers that we've built up over a lifetime, all of it falls away at death. And so what I was left with, what I was and what my father was just our pure essence, which...
just the love and the peace of who you truly are.
Exactly.
So what happened when, you know, we do need to take a quick break, and I have to tell you, I'm so mesmerized, I really don't want to take this break, but we have to take this break really quickly.
Sure.
We're going to be right back. I'm Liz Dawn. You're listening to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. I'm talking with best-selling author Anita Morjane, best-selling author of Dying to Be Me. We're going to be right back. When we come back, I want to hear what happened when you woke up, and most importantly, the wisdom that you received from the other side. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Anita Morjane.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
Celebrate! Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers. Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me, that's vividlife.me, for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
And welcome back to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. I'm Liz Dawn, and we've been talking with Anita Morjane, best-selling author of Dying to Be Me. Anita is one of our featured speakers at our upcoming Celebrate Your Life conference in Chicago in June. So make certain to purchase your tickets now because they are selling fast. And our website is www.celebrateyourlife.org. And just remember that .org on the end. So, Anita, I'm so mesmerized by your story. So you were sharing with us that you were in this just blissful place of unconditional love, meeting your father, and we just have a few more minutes. So I want to get back to you and what happened next, and especially to your physical body.
Okay, well, because I realize that we don't have the time to tell you everything I want to tell you because there's so much I want to share with you. What I will share is that I reached a point where I realized I had the choice of whether to come back or not. My father let me know that if I stayed further, and you know, I explain everything in the book that happened in the other side, but my father said if I stay longer or go further, I won't be able to turn back, and he encouraged me to turn back. I did not want to come back into my body because it was sick and dying, but my father made me understand that now that I knew the truth of who I really am, which is an amazing child of the universe, an amazing being, a child of God, my father let me know that now that I knew this truth, if I chose to go back into my body would heal very quickly. So I did go back into my body. I also understood that my husband and my purpose was linked. And if I didn't go back, he wouldn't be able to fulfill his purpose, and that I hadn't fulfilled my purpose yet either. And so I came back into my body, and my father said to me, go back and live your life fearlessly. And it was at that point that I started to wake up, come out of the coma. I'd been in the coma for about 36 hours, and I started to open my eyes, and my family was around me, and they were really surprised that I was waking up. The doctors told my family that just because I was waking up out of the coma, they still had to be cautious because I was still very, very sick. But to the shock of the doctors, my tumor shrunk by 70% in 4 days. And within 5 weeks, I was released from the hospital cancer-free. I also shocked them by telling them about conversations that they had while I was in the coma, not even in just in the room where I was, but even outside the room and down the corridor. I had seen and heard everything. And even the doctor was absolutely shocked when I told him and when I said that you're the doctor that said to my family that I was now dying and that my organs were shut down. And they were all really surprised I was able to tell them that.
This is just a miracle. I mean, it's truly a miracle story.
And the thing is, I'm so glad it happened in a hospital where all these tests were taken, because I have the medical records to prove that it happened. So, you know,
you've got it documented. If anybody ever doubts you, there it is.
Exactly. And then and oncologists and people have checked, and it's been sent to cancer institutes around the world, and they've said they haven't seen someone come back from such a late stage of cancer and to do it so rapidly. And what they can't explain is, where did all the cancer cells go? Because my organs were shut down, how did they leave the body so quickly? Because even if something happened to turn my health around, it takes months and months for all the cancer cells to leave the body. So they could not explain that. And one oncologist said that the only explanation is divine intervention.
And is that what is your explanation for it?
Yeah, I feel that what happened is that I understood when I was in that realm, I understood what caused the cancer, and what I understood was that I had spent a lifetime of beating myself up, making myself small, living up to other people's expectations of me. I had always made every choice in life out of fear and not out of a love for myself or a passion for life. I feared life. I feared other people's opinions. I chose the foods I ate out of fear of getting ill. So every decision, every choice I made in life was out of fear, not out of love. And I was always very hard on myself. In that realm, I realized that my only purpose is to be who I am and not try and be what other people want me to be. I realized that I have to love myself like my life depends on it, because it does. And that is the truth that actually saved my life. I realized that I had been beating myself up and made myself small and depleted my own immune system. The cancer wasn't some kind of punishment or anything. It was my own body turning against me because I had turned against me.
Oh, that is just so... So, in closing here, what is the biggest piece of wisdom that you can offer listeners that you received? I mean, you've said so many things, but let's just take one biggest piece of wisdom you received from the other side from this experience that you can share with the listeners.
Okay, I'm going to give you actually three real quick pieces. One is absolutely love yourself like your life depends on it, and it's not selfish to do so, because the healthier and happier you are, the more you can do for other people. And number two, I would say, is don't take life seriously. Have fun, laugh every day, and life is not supposed to be that serious. And number three is eat chocolate and enjoy it.
Oh, I can't believe you said that. Thank you so much, because I had a bite of a gluten-free vegan chocolate cupcake before we went on the air.
Yeah, I never feel guilty about eating chocolate.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. And Anita Morjani, everyone. And it's such a blessing to have you on the show. She is one of our featured speakers at the upcoming Celebrate Your Life Conference in Chicago in June. A beautiful time to be in Chicago. Tickets are selling quickly. The hotel's getting sold out quickly. Make sure and get your tickets at www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org. CelebrateYourLife.org. Anita, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you, Liz. Thank you so much. That was fun. It flew by fast.
I know, and I cannot wait to meet you in person. We're going to have such a great conversation because I have 1,001 questions.
Great. Can't wait.
Wonderful. And next week, stay tuned for the Celebrate Your Life radio show. We've got Dr. Jeff Donahue on the show, and he's going to talk about healthy living emotionally, spiritually, physically, in all ways. And once again, I'm Liz Dawn. You've been listening to Celebrate Your Life radio show on vividlife.me. Thank you for tuning in.
Celebrate!
Thanks for listening to Celebrate Your Life with Liz Dawn on vividlife.me. Be sure to tune in each week for soul-nourishing, life-enriching conversations that will bring you love, healing, transformation, and honor your spirit.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.